As I begin today, I would like to start with sharing a few pictures from Arkansas. This first one is actually a canvas that was in the foyer of the hotel that we were invited to paint or color as we wanted, as we had our coffee breaks or our mind breaks. So that was an interesting, it says, Getting Outside the Box, which was the name of our theme. The next slide is a picture of my group doing fabric art based on the scriptures that we just heard. This was a workshop that I was put into because my first choice was canceled. And so talk about experiencing new things. I was doing fabric art for the first time, and it was actually pretty amazing. We had this silk that we had to soak and then move to dry, and then we were invited to write images from the scripture as they spoke to us. And so that's our class in the works. Our next one is a picture of the State House Museum with a sign that says, No firearms, please, which was eye-catching, right next to my hotel, and inside was an amazing exhibit about Arkansas women who quilt. It was fascinating. The next photo is at the Canadians' dinner, which was fun, and I'll talk about that in a minute. The next photo is right outside the Bill Clinton Presidential Library, which is right there in Little Rock, a fascinating place, just out of this world to visit. And we'll stop at the next slide for now, getting outside the box. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for being present with us today. May my words and my reflection be lifted up to you, our guide and our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So in late January, I attended the annual APSE, Association of Presbyterian Church Educators Conference in Little Rock, Arkansas. A conference that I've attended twice before and have found to be very worthwhile. 650 of us gathered for a few days, not just Presbyterians, but all of us working with children, youth, and families in the church. 15 Canadians, 14 from Ontario, so that's me from here, and 12 of those from Hamilton. Can you believe it? All these Hamiltonians around. This year's theme was Getting Outside the Box and focused on stepping aside from our context and stepping outside of the usual, comfortable ministry, and instead recognizing, visiting new spaces, places, dreams, rhythms, days, and balances that God calls us into exploring. At the opening worship, the very first song we sung was Be Thou My Vision. The same song we opened with today, however, the music was with guitar and banjo. And it was a new rhythm, yet a familiar tune in a new space, in a bluegrass kind of way. Teresa Cho, a humorous, passionate pastor and educator, was the main speaker. And she described her box of ministry. It went something like this. My box is San Francisco, population 880,000 people, radius 7 miles by 7 miles. 22 Presbyterian churches, 70 worshiping on a Sunday in her congregation. A congregation where she has been for 16 years. She started off as an associate pastor, moved into co-pastor, and now is the solo pastor. In a city of San Francisco where 10% of the population admit to attending church or worship. That's it. It's known as the Big Secular Coast. Her church is made up of immigrants, homeless, families in all shapes and sizes, and it's a revolving door. Her box has large wealth gaps, housing crisis, homelessness, exodus of families, foreign ownership of empty places, and a high level of vulnerability. As Teresa was describing her box, I couldn't help but imagine Vancouver. Take out San Francisco, and we've got the Vancouver box with many of the similar challenges. So, how would you describe your box, your personal box, and the Gilmore Park box? And more importantly, who is missing from your box? We hear today that Jesus sends out the 70 to spread the good news and carry out ministry. First it was the disciples, and now it's the 70. We've just arrived, got settled, and Jesus says, go. We have work to do. A perfect lesson for us during this season of Lent. Go simply, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and whatever house you enter, say peace. Jesus goes on to say, if you share the peace, then stay with one another, eat and drink together, and carry out the ministry of healing, listening, and welcoming, because the kingdom of God is near. I'm going to invite you to take the next slide, please. Elizabeth Eckfort is one of the Little Rock Nine, a group of nine youth who in 1957 entered Central High during a time when African American students were not welcome. Governor at the time, Orville Faubus, advocated for racially segregated schools and brought in the Arkansas National Guard to block the black students from entry. Soon after, President Eisenhower sent in federal troops to assist the nine into the school. Elizabeth was 15 years old, and she was not the part of the original nine, but two people didn't show up, so she got to go along. I was honored to hear her speak at her final public speech. She's now 78. Elizabeth shared her experience of walking into a school in her town where she was born and raised, where she lived but wasn't welcomed because of the skin on her body. There was no peace in the house. She was subjected to physical and emotional abuse that carried through to her family. Family members were threatened, they lost jobs, and were ostracized in the community. There was no opportunity for eating together or learning together or healing. The peace returned to Elizabeth as she fought her way, and let me say I'm leaving out a lot of the graphical experience of her life, but her peace returned to Elizabeth as she fought her way to get the education she knew she deserved. Central School, the one behind her in this photo, offered different and more interesting classes than Jackson, the school for the blacks. Elizabeth went on to become a history teacher, a probation officer, and served in the U.S. Army. She has received numerous awards, including a medal from the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People and a highest civilian award from President Bill Clinton. Jesus teaches us to stand up for those who need advocacy, to seek justice, to get outside of our box, for these things will help us experience the kingdom of God. So ministry with children and youth these days is doing just that. The current wave is set aside Sunday school and create more all-ages worship and experiences. There's actually a Facebook group called Killing Sunday School, Birthing Cross-Generational Ministry. It's about building up and building together cross-generational experiences. It's to create indoor pray grounds in addition to outside playgrounds. And it's about recognizing that families are stepping outside of the church box, so we need to equip them as they go. Boxes, bags, and kits are where ministry is working well with families and for many others in churches across America. From Lenten bags, Advent bags, summer bucket kits, and spring break takeaways, this is where focus seems to be within this ministry. In my time here, I've been amazed by the enthusiasm from some of you about when are the Lenten bags coming out? When is the Advent bag going to be available? And fear not, there'll be a new one soon, just in time for Holy Week. In Little Rock, I attended three workshops that talked about the high value and engagement that take-home kits provide. One church Lenten bag read, "Might there be a stony place in you that needs transforming? Some attitude or habit that with a little attention might even become a gift for you and others?" Another resource from Summer Bucket Lists read, "A tool for families to take on the road, faith formation through the forests, in the car, or on the plane." Teresa Cho spoke a lot about welcome. 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 Something that all churches, including Gilmer Park, struggle and wrestle with all the time. How do we welcome people in our church? How do we welcome people on the corner of Number One Road and Blundell? How do we encourage the open door? Well, for one, the physical space says a lot, and between staff and gardeners, over the past year, you may have noticed quite the change on the outside corner. There's now gardens and new signs and the rainbow flag and the info box. Those all have been added in recent months, and a few other projects are in the works. It's welcoming. However, does that continue when our doors open up into the narthex? Teresa gave examples of church mission statements, her own as well as other ones that have worked well and haven't worked well. And I'm going to share with you two. This is from Teresa's church, St. John's Presbyterian in San Francisco. This is the statement people see as they walk in the door. "We're from different experiences, faith backgrounds or none, hurt by the church or reacquainted with faith. We're progressive or traditional, young families, aging adults, play-filled kids, local and around the bay, inclusive, vulnerable, discovering, and open. We promote equality of all people, inclusive of race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, physical or mental ability, nationality, or social economic status. Teresa offered this other one that she didn't say which church it was from, but it's also one of welcome. We extend a special welcome to those who are over 60, but not grown up yet, and to teenagers who are growing up too fast. We welcome soccer moms, NASCAR dads, starving artists, tree huggers, latte sippers, vegetarians, junk food eaters. We welcome those who are in recovery or still addicted. We welcome you if you're having problems or you're down in the dumps or if you don't like organized religion. We've been there too. If you blew all your offering at the dog track, you're welcome here. We offer special welcome to those who think the earth is flat, work too hard, don't work, can't spell, or because grandma is in town and wanted to go to church. We welcome those who are inked, pierced, or both. We offer a special welcome to those who could use a prayer right now, had religion shoved down your throat as a kid or got lost in traffic and wound up here by mistake. We welcome tourists, seekers, and doubters, bleeding hearts, and you. Gilmore Park's welcome and mission statement is, Gilmore Park is a community of disciples of Christ called to grow in and by God's Spirit practice hospitality and serve the world. Teresa says that even if visitors can't articulate if they know whether or not they are welcome, they will know as soon as they walk in the door. So if we put it out there, then it will be real. I'm closing my reflection today with words from a Sanctified Art, who were the worship team that offered leadership in Little Rock. I wonder what it would be like to be one of the 70, to be one of the ones who was sent, one of the ones who was appointed. Did they lay hands on one another and pray? Were they examined? Did they wait for the invitation of a supervisor or have conversations with their partners? Did they start out part-time or slide into volunteer extraordinaire? Were they nervous? Did they doubt themselves? Did others see it first? I wonder what it would have been like to be one of the 70. Amen.